became a life coach. This is old school Corinne when she wore bandanas with rhinestones and camo all the time. Like, I was legit in some style about 10 years ago. I came up with this idea that we have a thought all the time, like, oh my God, there's just so many parties. I'm so busy. I got so many events. And like, we like blow it up and we spend Halloween to fucking January 2nd eating our face off over a few events. But it also, and I watched people do this all the time. Totally blow out of proportion and not dial in what are the facts of your holiday fucking season. Because when you think, I got all the parties, I'm so busy, there's so much going on and stuff, guess what? You feel overwhelmed, taxed, torn. And what do? We give up trying to lose weight because we think we're so busy. Like, as if your 24-hour plan takes you so much damn time. Suddenly, the 24-hour plan goes from 3 minutes to like, it's like 3 hours, baby. Then the next thing that happens is you forget that you ain't got to count no calories. You ain't got to do no apps. You ain't got to do shit other than wait until you're fucking hungry, grab you a water bottle, tote it with you to go do your Christmas shopping. And then if you are had enough, you just got to have the common sense to stop. That does not take time. That does not like do anything in the holidays. And yet, like, we give up on all of it because we complicate it. We have like, it's all so much. I don't care if you're going to go to 400 different malls every single day between now and then, top it all off with a party every night that you got to dress up for. That ain't got a damn thing with what you put in your mouth. If you ain't hungry, don't eat. Once you had enough, stop. You may not want to. You may throw an internal fit. You may have old shitty taking a dump on your Christmas tree, but that doesn't mean that it takes more time. It doesn't mean that you ain't got time to lose weight. It don't mean none of that shit. And most of you, if you're Christmas shopping, guess what you can do? Don't tell me some horse shit. You ain't got time to listen to no BS. You know what you got? Earbuds. You know, back in the day, if I had to send you some cassettes or CDs to tote around and listen, yeah, I might give you a pass that it would be hard. But even with a Walkman, and I sent you cassettes of everything that I say, you could slap that hussy right on your hip. You could still take me shopping. You could still get some shit done. Y'all got earbuds and a phone that you never leave anywhere. Half of you sleep with it next to your head in the bed. So, like, do not sit there and tell yourself you ain't got time. We live in a world of convenience now. If you want to listen to every word I drop out of my mouth, you probably can. Shower. I listened to 2 podcasts while I shower and blew my hair out. You know, I did. I put my earbuds in. So while I'm drying my hair, guess what? I can still hear. When you're Christmas shopping, when you're driving to these parties, slip an earbud in. If your partner is sitting next to you in the car, then listen. And when they're not talking, you know, like that partner you always bitch about that's so quiet in the damn car? Well, guess what? Listen to me in one ear. And on the rare chance they actually say something to you, you'll hear them. Like, what you want to get done can be done. The only way things get done is when you get over your excuses. You get over all the things that you tell yourself. So the holiday planning calendar, it's gold because I watched people do this for years and years and years. I finally developed something for them. And it's real simple the way it works. You look out over the next 60 days. Here we are, November. I think today's the 9th. You look out over time, every single thing you can think of that you're committed to, you put it on the calendar. You write it down like, I got a party. This is when we're traveling. these are the only days where there's going to be like a real meal. The other days, like, I totally can do this. We're going to be stopping like at gas stations. We're like, for all of you that keep like bullshitting me that like, oh my God, I'm going to be on the road. I don't know where we're going to eat. So what? So fucking what? If you ain't hungry, then don't eat. If you go to a gas station, it is rare these days that you go to a gas station that doesn't have cheese sticks, protein bars, hard-boiled eggs, bananas, apples. There's all kinds of things now. Protein shakes in a bottle. 10 years ago, my bitches didn't have that. You know, 10 years ago, what they had a blog called Igloo is My Purse. Because when they went on the road, they actually had to bring all the food with them because the gas stations hadn't caught up to shit yet. Nowadays, you can go anywhere, anywhere and make something work. But you got to be willing to make it work. So you write all of it on your calendar. The meals and the parties, you're like, all right, this is the ones I'll be having the drinks. And this is the ones where mama's chest pie is coming out. Like, these are the ones. What it does is it shows you that out of like 60 days, if you say, let's say you've got 10 parties and three big days of shopping where you're actually going out into the world. You're not just ordering the Amazon. You got all them other days to get it right. What's 60 minus 15? Say you had 15 days. 45? You got 45 days to be a champ. To just do you normally. You got 15 days that it ain't going to be like every other day. You got 15 days you got to turn your damn brain on and be mindful. Think it through. Decide deliberately what you want to have and what you don't want to have. That's why we do the worksheet. So I encourage all of you to do it.